And welcome to this Tuesday, November 26th edition of Between the Lines. Wisconsin ending the year with more fatal police shootings than last year, according to data collected by the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. We'll talk with Waupun Police Chief Scott Loudon shortly after the bottom of the hour. The DNR asking deer hunters to shoot and kill any feral pigs they may come across during the gun deer season. DNR wildlife biologist Liz Tanner will join us on the program. As you've heard in the news this morning, a major snowstorm may impact travelers trying to get a jump on the Thanksgiving holiday. National Weather Service meteorologist Cameron Miller is tracking the storm. We'll talk with him a little bit later on in the program. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt will join us a little bit later on in the show to talk about safe travel during the holiday season. Joining us on the first segment of the program with Wisconsin Emergency Management, Andrew Beckett. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the show. It looks like, it's going to be windy throughout much of the state, including our listening area, but in far northwest Wisconsin, western northwest Wisconsin, there are parts of the state that could see a foot or more of snow. So people that may be traveling, for example, to the Twin Cities for the Thanksgiving holiday really got to be prepared for poor driving conditions. It looks like it could be, as one meteorologist said yesterday, chaotic road conditions in the state.
Really, this is a storm that, you know, anytime we get more than a few inches of snow, we do want to take seriously. And you know, this is affecting in Wisconsin, mostly northern, northwestern portions of the state, but obviously has a lot of crossover into eastern Minnesota, southern Minnesota, and portions of northeastern Iowa as well. So really, especially with the Thanksgiving holiday, a lot of people, you know, sometimes travel a few hours from home in order to spend time with family. So anybody who's going to be on the roads in the aftermath or during the storm trying to get to their holiday day destination, we really want to encourage to, you know, take some time now to start preparing. Make sure that they have their vehicle ready to go, you know, proper tires, proper emergency kit in your vehicle, full tank of gas, a charger for your cell phone, many of the items, some food and extra water that you can bring with you as well. And really making sure that they also pay attention to what the forecast is saying and what road conditions are as they're heading out, not just in the area where they live, but in the areas where they're headed, the route they're taking and their final destination as well.
Right. I logged on to Ready Wisconsin, the Ready Wisconsin website, and you've got it all there, so people can do that. You can dial 511 and get the latest road information?
So 511 is a service offered by the state, and the primary or the best outlets for it are typically the website, which is 511wi.gov. And there's also a mobile app for those who have a smartphone that will bring you real-time updates on major routes throughout the state. That includes notification of any reported incidents on those routes, as well as a picture of what road conditions look like, whether they're slippery, snow and ice covered, or if there's any closures that may exist out there, and as well as traffic cameras where you can see traffic information, picture of what the area looks like in advance. Now, obviously, you don't want to use it while yourself you're driving, but if you've got somebody with you, they can pay attention there. I mean, there are a number of apps out there that do provide real-time traffic information. This is just the state's version of it. So, I mean, we just encourage people to use whatever tool they feel comfortable with in order to get information about what routes look like. 511 does not cover a lot of local roads. It's primarily interstates and state highways. But it does give an indication that if the main roads are like that, local roads are probably not in the best shape either.
Right. What should people have in their emergency kit in their vehicle?
Well, you want to make sure, especially in cold weather, that you have items like jumper cables, extra warm blankets, some extra hats and gloves in case you get a flat tire and you get all wet trying to change them. You want to make sure you have some food, some snacks that are high-calorie things that can help replenish energy if you need to. In addition to that, you also want to make sure that you're traveling with fresh water. Make sure you're filling up a water bottle for each person in the car before you leave home so that if you do get stuck somewhere, everyone has at least a supply. Also want to make sure that you have items like a flashlight in order to, in case in the you're traveling during the dark, and especially when the sun heads down a little early this time of year, it can get dark pretty early. So you want to make sure you have a flashlight there in case you need to do any roadside repairs or fix a tire or something like that. Obviously, you want to make sure you also have a cell phone charger. I did mention that, but it's very important to make sure that if you need to call for help, you're able to do so, and making sure that your cell phone has a good charge is an important part of that. And then making sure that your tank is full before you hit the road, and keeping an eye on things. Don't let yourself dip too low and get into trouble in case you're traveling in an area where gas stations are few and far between.
Maybe the best bet, and I know a lot of people like to get a jump on the holiday season, but I'm looking at the forecast, and we're going to talk with a meteorologist a little bit later on in the program. There's no precipitation in the forecast for Thanksgiving Day. Maybe the best bet, depending on how far you have to travel, is just wait until the morning of Thanksgiving to head out on the road. If you're planning on going out on Wednesday, if it's heavy snowfall, you might want to just delay your plans until Thanksgiving morning and head out when the snow stops.
That is always an option. We want people to do what is safest for them and allows them to arrive to their destination safely. So if you feel that you only have an hour or two to go and it wouldn't hurt things too much if you just took off on Thursday morning earlier, that may be the best option for you. I mean, this isn't the first time that Wisconsin and the region, the Midwest in general, has seen a snowstorm heading into the start of the travel period. And, I know my family personally, we've held off on taking off on a Wednesday and instead took off Thursday morning. And, by the time we got on the road Thursday morning, roads were perfectly fine and clear. But had we left Wednesday afternoon, it might have been a little bit of a rough go, both in terms of the traffic volume, but also in terms of just trying to navigate the snow and ice while we were on our way to our destination.
Right. And the other thing is, don't slow down. I mean, don't drive. you see these vehicles, just because they have four-wheel drive, they think they can go the speed limit. And if there's snow on the ground, you can't. You got to go slow.
That's right. Really the important thing is to just keep up with the flow of traffic. I mean, if people are going slow around you, understand that, it does take longer to stop in snowy conditions. So you may think you're going to save yourself time by zipping around other cars on the road, but you could accidentally end up causing a crash just because you run into a situation where you need to stop quickly to get back into the flow of traffic. So really, it is important to pay attention to what other vehicles are doing around you. Obviously, how your car's handling on the car is important as well, or how your car's handling on the road is important as well. But really, just paying attention and driving in a way that is appropriate for the conditions that are there. It really, when roads are snow-packed or covered in ice, it's not the best time to be speeding along, even at normal speed sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Emergency Management. Andrew, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday.
You as well, Greg.